We just want more consistency. We just want to play better. And I think the lads run well as well, so that's something we'll be mindful of. A lot of it goes down to conceding goals, to be honest, Dan. If you concede daft goals at silly times, well, any times, bad time, but if you see daft goals, it puts yourself on the back foot and it gives the opposition a lift. And the last two times we've been defeated by Newport and by Wolves, that was the case. Both games at the time we were in control. And then you can see the stupid goal, and we've got to eliminate that.
Are we at the point where we're talking about individual errors, somebody not being where they should be or giving the ball away, or is it more sort of institutional, more in the system, that two or three errors lead to conceding that goal?
I think it's more that. I think, you know, two or three errors. And then we've had a problem dealing with that and rising above that. And that's something that we have to focus on as well.
Is it a bit of a sliding scale? You pretty much always pose an attacking threat in the majority of the games, but in order to tighten the defence up, do you have to sacrifice a bit of that attack, or is that perhaps why you've done so well away from home, in that there's less onus on you to attack?
Maybe, but they all know the jobs defensively and offensively, so, you know, it shouldn't be a case of that you're scared to attack because you're scared to concede. Otherwise, you may as well pack in playing football, mate.
Both in terms of opposition and the form they're in and the logistics of getting there and the atmosphere and stuff, does it get much more difficult than Luton at Kenilworth Road?
I like going to Luton. I think it's a nice place to go. Obviously, they've hit a bit of form. They were good last year, to be honest. I think the league table position didn't belie the ability that they had, or did belie the ability that they had. It's going to be a tough game, but I see this every week, don't I? So it's how we perform.
It's a big club, big fan base. You'd imagine quite high expectations. Nathan Jones, though, appears to have been able to keep a lid on it and kind of go about his business and get him going again. I think it's seven or eight games in the league they're unbeaten now.
Yeah, it's a great run. You know, I know myself that once you get on it, the players want to stay on it. And so, you know, it's our job now to break that. And they all get broken. Why not be by us?
Yeah, does it become almost self-fulfilling? Do you almost not have to tell players when you're on a run like that?
Yeah, you just keep it going. I think when we were kids, it was keeping the kettle boiling, wasn't it?
As far as your own team are concerned, we've talked about the home form and the contrast with the away form. The way you played at Bradford, albeit against a team that had made five or six changes, is that the kind of way that playing away from home, the sort of blueprint for playing away from home?
Yeah. We won't play too many games with that style of play that gets played against us, so we've got to be mindful of that. But, you know, we've gone to other places and played really well. And I know we're capable of playing well at home. I just think that we need to dictate the way the game's played more. We need to get a foothold in. And we need to be the one who's guiding the pattern of play, not the other way around.
Is there any good news on the fullback situation? I saw Jack Viner and Janoi Denassien both in their tracksuits the other night and chomping at the bit, but not able to take part.
Zach's not a million miles away. I think Janoi will be probably in a couple of weeks.
And with that in mind, how impressed have you been with Paddy Lacey? Because you've brought him in as a midfield player, he's played as a central midfield player, he's scored a wonderful goal and all that kind of, and suddenly he's playing right back and hasn't really broken step. He's looked pretty comfortable there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good passer of the ball, Paddy. That's something that we spoke about him in the summer. He was maybe a little bit lax, but he knew he was a good passer of the ball, but he was a bit lax. He was taking too many chances. And he certainly hasn't done in the last couple of games from fullback. He's been playing some. His distribution's been excellent. And that's something that helps us the way we play.